You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Tori Bingham from the Anastasia Tour is here. Kylie Kuioka from the King and I Tour is here, as well as our amazing On With The Show guest, Ali Joseph. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Since it was just Father's Day, we had a bit of a dad weekend. One thing about dads that fascinates me is the concept of dad jokes. I mean, once you become a father, do you just like automatically start churning out dad jokes? I looked it up, and dad jokes are officially defined as a short joke, typically a pun, presented as a one-liner or a question and answer, but not a narrative. Generally inoffensive, dad jokes are stereotypically told by fathers among family, either with sincere, humorous intent, or to intentionally provoke a negative reaction to its overly simplistic humor. So, in honor of my dad, here are some of the worst, punniest jokes I've ever heard. What do you call a person with no body and no nose? Nobody knows! I really don't like stairs. They're always up to something. I saw a horse this weekend, and it looked sad. I thought, why the long face? What do you call it when an elephant doesn't matter anymore? It's irrelevant. Okay, one more. Why doesn't Elsa hold a grudge? Because she will let it go. Speaking of Disney, reservations are opening up for hotel guests to book a time to visit the park. We are all adapting to this new world, but I hope that very, very soon, coronavirus will be a thing of the past, and we can see that we've come so far. That's actually the name of a song, which is played as you exit Space Mountain. There are actually words to the song. So in honor of optimism, here's We've Come So Far.
So far, yet there's so very far to go. We've watched our dreams become reality. We have tasted what the future holds in store for us, and realize that we hold all the keys.
My My first guest has come so far in her career, and she's still so young. She made her national tour debut as Little Anastasia on the Broadway National Tour of Anastasia. I'm so happy to welcome Tori Bingham.
Hi, Tori.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
What has it been like quarantining in Utah?
It's been crazy, but it's actually been good because my family, we make crafts now and like bake, and sometimes we watch movies and it's just fun. It's kind of relaxing. It's actually pretty fun now that I think about it.
I mean, like, thank goodness for like Netflix and now HBO Max and Disney Plus. Disney Plus is probably my favorite streaming service to watch all my favorite movies on. Not sponsored. I know that you and your sister have both been so busy on the road. Are you enjoying your time back home?
Yes, I think we really are. I love being in my own bed and relaxing and sleeping until like 9 o'clock in the morning. It's great. On tour, you would have to wake up at like 7:30 to get ready for school, and then it was a whole day and you would get tired. But now you can just relax. It's so much fun because now we can jump on the tramp. And the one thing that I love about being home is I can jump around and be loud. Because on hotels, you can't like jump around because you'll get complaints. And so when I came home, we were just jumping around, having fun, and it was so much fun.
Do you have a favorite city on the Anastasia tour?
That's a hard one, but probably Washington, D.C. because it was like so much fun. We went sightseeing, and we went to the Capitol, and we went to Mount Vernon, and we went to George Washington's house. It was so much fun. And then we went to the White House. It was just a whole great city. And we went to the movies and saw a movie. And normally you don't really get to see movies on tour because you're either busy or there's not one there. And so it was super cool to see one.
That sounds like so much fun. Although Broadway is taking a pause right now when things resume, do you have a dream role?
Probably Amaryllis in The Music Man, because I love the movie, and Amaryllis is just like a fun, nice, and kind, proper kid, and usually I'm pretty like that. And so in the show, she learns how to be proper. A lot she says, like, can I? And back in the day, you're supposed to say, may I? And so she learns how to say, may I? And sometimes I get corrected at school, so I kind of have connection, and it's really fun.
You would be incredible performing as her. Hopefully, when Music Man comes to Broadway again at the Winter Garden Theater, I think?
I think so.
Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'll be singing I Got the Sun in the Morning. I picked this song because this song is just like, I don't care anymore. Like in the lyrics, she's like, I don't care, I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And so I kind of relate to this because since we're all in this global pandemic, everyone can't like be with their friends usually, like at the beginning. And so I think of this song as just like, I really don't care. As long as I have the sun in the morning and the moon at night, I'm all great. So I picked this song just because of this occasion.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing it. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay.
Gives me a lovely
Guest was recently performing off-Broadway at the York Theater in Panama Hattie. Before that, she was on the Broadway National Tour of The King and I. I'm so happy to welcome Kylie Kuioka to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Kylie!
Hi, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
How have you been impacted by the COVID-19 pause?
Well, I have two upcoming productions. One got postponed to next year, and the other one is still TBD. As for school, I'm homeschooled, so it doesn't do much change.
I'm in online school too, and yeah, it doesn't really change much because I'm using the same tools as I did before the pandemic. How have you been able to stay connected to theater while Broadway is paused?
Well, thanks to technology, I can do lessons and cabarets virtually, but I'm looking forward to see everyone face-to-face soon.
Yeah, me too. Is there any show that you can't wait to see when Broadway reopens?
Well, I wanted to watch Beetlejuice one more time before it closed, and I also want to watch Dear Evan Hansen since I didn't get a chance to see it yet, and I love their songs.
Oh, I love Dear Evan Hansen too. Do you have any like exciting plans for the summer? And how do you plan on staying busy?
I'm planning to learn calligraphy and photography during the summer, and I may do some 30-day challenges.
That's so cool. I don't think I've ever done a 30-day challenge, but I mean, I've done like some, I guess like Instagram and TikTok challenges, if that counts. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I would like to sing I Enjoy Being a Girl from Flower Drum Song, because I enjoy learning Roger and Hammerstein's classic songs.
I love Rogers and Hammerstein's too. They're so incredible, and I admire their music so much. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, ready!
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kinda swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly when my date comes to get me at my place. Out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo, with my eyelashes all in curls, I float as a cloud's on air. Do I enjoy being a girl? When men say I'm cute and funny, and my teeth aren't teeth but pearls, I just laugh it up. Sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of the brave and free male who enjoy being. As with eyes that smolder, says he loves every silken curl that falls on my ivory shoulder. I enjoy being a girl. When I hear a complimentary whistle that greets my bikini by the sea, I turn and I glower and I gristle, but I'm happy to know the whistle's meant for me. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of the brave and free male.
So much, Kylie. That was so great. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. We are so excited to feature our next guest, whose show is canceled, and give her a chance to go.
On with the show!
Allie Joseph had 3 shows canceled in North Carolina due to COVID-19. Let's bring Allie on here and see how she's getting through this pandemic.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
I'm so happy to be here.
Can you tell us about the 3 shows that you were in that were canceled because of COVID-19?
Sure. I was in a play called The Yellow Boat, which we were ready to take to the North Carolina Theater Conference at the end of March, which was sadly canceled, along with my school's annual music review and a show at my local theater.
Oh no. Have any of the shows like moved over to Zoom?
Actually, yes. The show at my local theater was able to move over to Zoom rehearsals. It was a Cinderella story type show, and I played an evil stepsister.
That sounds like it was so much fun.
It was a pretty good alternative.
I know that Zoom isn't really a replacement for live theater, but streaming shows is definitely allowing us to keep performing. Is there like a specific aspect of performing on Zoom that you especially enjoy?
I'd have to say how creative everyone is being, like with what they have at home, and the fact that you can retake scenes if you mess up.
Yeah. When Broadway and theater resumes, is there a dream part in the show that you would love to play?
I have a lot of dream roles, but some of the biggest ones are probably Elphaba in Wicked, Sophie in Mamma Mia, and Dawn or Jenna in Waitress.
You'd be incredible as any of those roles. Oh,
thank you.
Would you like to sing a song for us today?
Sure.
Cool. What song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'll be singing Someday from The Wedding Singer because it's a song all about hopes and dreams, and it's nice to think about bright futures while the world is on pause.
Cool. Here we go.
Someday when it's me, I'll know our love was meant.
your love to me. Till then, I'll just get married vicariously. Someday when it's me, although our love was meant to be, not one single complication or cause for hesitation. Someday when the dream is coming true, all you'll need is me. And all we'll need is you.
Wonderful, Allie. Thanks again to Allie Joseph and our other special guests, Tori Bingham and Kylie Kuioka. If you're a student whose show is canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on with the show. Also, please check out my TikTok, @JoshPaterchin, and look for some of my accompaniment videos. Record duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshPaterchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.